This message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Kakrabaden. Welcome to Air Power with Kakrabaden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Catch the Anointing Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message. Welcome to today's broadcast. Kakra has been sharing an insightful series titled The Art of Hearing, under the subtitle How God Speaks to Your Mind. Today, he shares the last key to recognizing the voice of God to your mind, the key of faith. Let's join in.
Today, specifically, I want to speak on the subject, how God speaks to your mind. Tell somebody how God speaks to your mind. How does God speak to the mind of a person? Number one, as a thought. Tell somebody a thought. Now, a thought is an idea. It just comes into your mind. That's what it means. So God can speak to you as a thought. What it means is that sometimes, you know, as a normal human being, there may be many ideas moving in your mind. What to do, what not to do. You are a student, ideas are coming. You want to build a house, ideas are coming. So you have to be able to decipher which one. You may have even an idea to propose to this girl. Then you see another one, you say, hey, this one too fine. I want to propose to this one. So it's all a mixture of ideas. So the question is, which of these ideas is actually an idea from God? Then Jesus spoke about how to deal with this pressure. Verse 19, when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what you shall speak. For the Spirit shall give you in that same hour what you shall speak. For it is not you that speaketh, but the Spirit of the Father who speaketh in you. Then Jesus started talking about how to deal with these pressures. How are you going to deal with these pressures? How is God going? Because, you know, he spoke about wisdom. He said you will need wisdom to deal with all the problems that will come as pastors. So he was now talking about how this wisdom of God will be transmitted to them. So verse 19 and 20 is the key to how this wisdom will be transmitted, or how God is going to speak to their minds. Verse 19 and 20, it holds all the keys. That is how you can recognize when God is speaking to your mind. So let's look at it closely. So I'm going to give you maybe a few points under that, but it's all still under the same point, but a few points so that you can understand. So let's look at the sub point, some of the things you must notice. Okay, so this is a sub point, point number one. Jesus said, it will come as a thought. That's only a thought. He said, take no thought how you shall answer or what you shall say, for the Holy Ghost shall give you in that same hour. In other words, God was going to give them a thought or an idea. So he said, God will give you a thought, an idea. There are ideas that can change your business completely. The next feature is that this idea will come in an instant. It says the Holy Ghost will give you in that same hour. In other words, it's not something that you are going to think about it for a very long time. No. It will come in a flash. Bam! In an instant. Why? Because it's revelation. Feature number five, faith. Jesus said in verse 20, it is not you that speaketh, but the Spirit of the Father. In other words, you can easily believe that it's your own mind. You can easily believe it's your own mind. It's your own idea. It's your own whatever. You can easily believe it. But Jesus said, you must have the faith to believe that it is not you who is speaking, but it is the Spirit of the Father who is actually speaking in you. That's faith. Let me tell you something about the spirit realm. It is impossible to enter the spirit realm without faith. Anything that you do that does not require faith, it means you are outside the realm of the spirit. That's what the Bible says. It is without faith, Hebrews 11:6, it is impossible impossible to please him. He that cometh to God must first believe that he is. First of all, he exists. He is means he exists. And then he is a rewarder. In other words, he is gracious and kind of them that diligently seek him. It is not you that speaketh, but the Spirit of the Father who speaketh in you. Can you believe that? Romans 5:2, we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand. And the word grace summarizes everything that God can ever do for you. From giving you Brazilian hair to perfume to anointing. It's spelled in one word, grace. Ask your neighbor, has God been talking to you? Feature number 6. This will require vigilance. That's what the vigilance. Vigilance means to be very alert. You see, the way ideas mix up in your mind, if you are not alert, you will miss this one. You will miss your financial breakthrough idea. You will miss your idea for your ministry to grow and for God to use you. Because it is mixed up. When God is speaking, then idea also comes to your mind with so many other ideas. It is random. That's why it requires vigilance. So a spiritual person must be very sensitive because God can speak at any time. Anytime God can speak. At any time he can speak. God talks to me more when I'm not praying than when I'm praying. Far more when I'm not praying than I'm praying. Because if God talks to me when I'm praying, then we are not close. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 1, it talks about vigilance. Let's read it. It says, I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower. And I will watch to see what he shall say unto me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. In other words, when the prophet started praying, God was not talking. But he started by vigilance. So here, this verse is about the verse about security detail, walking on top of the wall. You know, in those days, they had cities that were walled. And the security people would be walking on the wall to see if there is danger. So here, that's how he's describing it. He sees himself as somebody who is walking on the wall, and he is alert. Maybe God will speak. It's not that God is speaking right now, but he's just alert. He's vigilant. He says, I will watch to see what he shall say unto me. So maybe God will say something. So let me be very alert. So an idea comes into your mind. If you are alert, you will say, hey, is this an idea from God, or this is the movie that I watched that has brought this idea? Suddenly you begin to watch it, because you have to be very vigilant. Not only that, I like what he said. He said, what he shall say when I am reproved. God doesn't only give you ideas, he also corrects you. Reproof means to correct. So he said, he's not just going to tell me that he has a breakthrough for me. Maybe he's going to correct me. That's also an idea. To correct something about my life. He's going to correct me. So whilst he was spiritually vigilant, that is when he heard God's voice. There are many people who are not spiritually vigilant. That's why they never hear anything. They don't even know that God speaks through your thoughts or ideas. They don't even know. So they are not even watching the ideas that are passing through their mind to decipher which one is of God and which one is not of God. He said, I will watch. So whilst he was vigilant, no wonder he heard God's voice. Verse 2 says, and the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that reads it. Vigilance. Very, 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 very important. Otherwise, you will miss an idea that God put in your mind. You will think that somebody else is talking. You will think that it's just a random idea that is passing. But you do know that that idea is the key to making you a multi-millionaire. But here you are studying marketing, but you don't know that the key is an idea. God wants to make you very anointed, but you have missed the idea. God wants to bless you, but you have missed the idea. Hallelujah. God speaketh once, Yet why? The problem is not God, it's man. Man perceiveth it not. I want to say that the time has come for you to be very vigilant. Jesus taught his disciples, he said, under pressure, I'll be talking to you in thoughts. And he showed them exactly how he will be communicating with them. And I believe that today, by the grace of God, you also know exactly how God will communicate to you in your thoughts or as ideas. And you must be able to tell the difference between the ideas of God, the ideas of your flesh, the ideas from TV, and the ideas from the world. Hallelujah.
Thanks for joining us. Today we learned that to recognize the voice of God to your mind, you must be vigilant and sensitive to the Spirit.
You are here and you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. You want to give your life to Him. You know you are far from God, or you are backslider, and you want to give your life to Jesus. Pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, today I repent of my sins. Wash me with your blood. Come and live in my heart. I believe that you died for me. Be the Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my heart. Amen.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
This one says, Dear Prophet, I was diagnosed with hepatitis C about 8 years ago and went from doctor to lab test, and my symptoms grew worse. I asked you to pray for me, which you did, and after a prayer, I went to see a specialist who required a hepatitis test. And to the glory of God, it was negative. I thank God so much for healing me, and all my liver function tests are normal. I want to give God the glory. Put your hands together for Jesus. But that's not the end. He said, 2 years before that, I tested positive for HIV. And I came to see you, and you prayed for me, and you cursed the virus. To the glory of God, I did a series of HIV tests after, and I became HIV negative. Then he said, after that, I was working in the hospital, attending to an HIV patient, when I pricked myself. I came to see you after that one too, and you prayed for me. And after I did all the tests, and I don't have HIV. I want to give God the glory. This one is serious.
Grow in your Christian life with audio sermons from Kakabading on your mobile devices on the go. Here's how. Go to Play Store or Windows Store on your Android or Windows mobile devices and search for Kakabading AirPower. Download, install, and instantly access life-changing audio sermons by Kakabading. It's that simple. Kakabading AirPower app. On the go with a word.
Good values have to be chosen intentionally, because there are people around. Don't try to change your values.
Who you are is a reflection of your values. Your values are developed consciously or unconsciously. Success is conscious, and Christian values have to be developed consciously. This message will inspire you to develop the right values for a successful Christian life. You can order this message series through the following means. Place your order on Facebook by posting Order Values at the comment section or message window. Send an email to info@kakabaden.org or call us on WhatsApp, or send a WhatsApp message to +233 55 790 10. That's +233 55 790 10. You can place a regular call or send a text to +233 207 575 215. That's +233 207 575 215. Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full length message, or order books through the following means. Call us or message us on WhatsApp to +233 55 790 10. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 207 575 215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT. Finally, write to us, share your testimony, and how this broadcast has been a blessing to you, even if it is a brief note.